When you hear the name Marley, you think about music. Rohan Marley, son of the legendary Bob Marley, is adding something else to his family's legacy, coffee. In 1999, after a stint of playing college and professional football and feeling uncertain about his future, Rohan purchased a 52-acre coffee farm atop the Blue Mountains in Jamaica. What started as a two-man operation has blossomed into a successful fair trade, sustainable, and organic coffee business. Producer Jennifer Russell brings us his story.
So, Rohan, your family's name is synonymous with music,
yes.
Not farming and not coffee.
Right.
But farming's in your blood, isn't it?
Yeah, because originally, you know, my father grew up on a farm. And then as a Rastafari and a Rastafari, we think that it's awesome that we can farm our own food. So it's always been in my blood. And the coffee was kind of, it was by chance. It was just a part of my destiny. And after college, I played some football in Canada. And after that, I went to live in New Jersey. I used to ask myself, you know, being Bob's son, you know, what's going to be my thing? Am I just going to sit around and collect royalties and do nothing? And inside of me, I had something I wanted to give. I wanted to do more from inside, you know. So a friend of mine, he called me from Jamaica, and there was this beautiful property available. It was so nice and luscious, this property, and the water was so blue and pristine that I couldn't believe that I had the opportunity to have this land, you know, bring this land into the family. And I thought it was a conspiracy, of course, because here I am, 26 years old. I know nothing about farming. I know nothing about anything besides football, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy sold the property to me right there on the spot. And I said, you know, what's in this community? What's this property known for? He said, oh, Mr. Marley, this is coffee land. You're in the Blue Mountains of Jamaica. You have Blue Mountain coffee here. I said, I guess we're in the coffee business then. but then I said, you know, thinking about my principles and as a human being, my first instinct out of my mouth was, listen, if we're going to grow coffee here, you cannot use any chemical on the land. So I said, all right, Mr. Marley, we're going to do it your way. And that was in 1999. And, you know, it took me some time to kind of understand what it is I was doing because I had no clue that I had to get all these licenses to export the coffee. I had no clue that I had to do all this work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it took me 10 years to to really understand what it is I was doing. It's a learning process.
Yeah. I think it's cool you talk about promoting happiness and prosperity.
Yeah. Well, I'm joyful, you know. I don't want burdens, you know. So having this farm and seeing that the farmers are happy and that they're able to send their kids to school and they're just so thankful for what is it I've done. I've done nothing. They're so thankful of my efforts that it just makes us happy, you know, both of us, myself and the community. And I brought Ziggy down to the community. Ziggy rebuilt the school. So that was kind of how I got into coffee.
Yeah.
That's a long story, right?
It's a great story. You know, a lot of people probably don't know that your father, Bob Marley, had a strong desire to become a farmer himself.
Yeah. He would always say in his interviews that, you know, one day he's going to stop playing music and he's going to go back to the farm. Like, I am the other side now, you know. I am my father's dream. I'm doing that because he said he wanted to do that. But it's really for myself, my own life, you know, really to, as a man, and having, leaving something for your children, children's children, and to bring something into my family's legacy outside of music that we can now create an international business throughout the world, you know.
Rohan Marley, thank you so much.
Rastafari, I love, and thank you for your time.
Rohan Marley is the chairman and co-founder of Marley Coffee. Now, for more information, head to our website, splendidtable.org.